Word of Faith Ministries, establishing the kingdom of God and changing lives with the message of faith and the grace of Jesus Christ with a practical, biblical, and balanced teaching you can trust.
So good for us. You have blessed us all this time. You have been marvelous. We're thankful because of your fidelity in our lives. And this year, it will be different. This year, you're going to outshine yourself as the lovely Father you are. Give your word with us receptive, a mind that is alert, bodies that are rejuvenated, and spirit that is ready to receive. In the precious name of Jesus, we've been speaking on continuing in the good. Continuing in our verse, in our foundation, 2 have it, see it in your Bible, good like students of the Word. We see what the Word says. With the Word is how we educate ourselves and train ourselves to see a victory here. You must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from you who you have learned. Apostle Paul telling his disciple, his student, is telling him to continue to maintain or remain in a place for a long time, to be firm. This and what you have learned. How many of you have learned? How many of you understand word? So the word expects for you to persist and continue in those principles. That you continue act. It's you who needs to continue to persist. Times have you made plans? It's not a question with a side note. You have projects. And sometimes after a short time, stop completing your goals or your plans. In fact, in occasions, you wanted to get the goal. You said, I believe this works. In fact, I have the, I'm sure that this is the Lord. I'm sure. But you gave up because according to you, it didn't work. The mind doesn't like. The mind doesn't like losing. Who likes to lose? No one. Who wants to win? But sometimes in seeing certain failures or things that don't go right causes for us to get discouraged. And we say, you know what? Never mind. It doesn't work. But maybe it's that you didn't continue enough time. You didn't maintain enough time to see that it was there. According to a story, a family had bought some land and they have talked about the possibility of gold being in that land. So that family, they dug and for various months they dug and they spent thousands of dollars on machines and fuel and things that they needed to do. And they didn't find. They gave up. And he said, you know what? Let's sell. There's no gold. There's no treasure. So let's just sell it. We spent enough money. We've invested enough. And there's nothing. So they sold it. So another family bought the property. And they heard the same. in that land, there was gold. And they kept digging. They dug for 3 feet and they found gold. How much is that? About a meter? 3 feet. And the gold was there. If that first family had not given up, they would have found the treasure, that gold. How many times do we give up? It doesn't work. I prayed and it didn't work. I declared a lot. It didn't work. Faith is a process. A seed is planted. It needs to be watered, taken care of, and then so don't give up. 3 feet away, 1 feet away. Now, the promises of the Lord are assured. And it's true that sometimes people, and they're not from the Lord, and they land on projects that are not from the Lord, and they try it, and it doesn't work. World, they persist even in the back. They keep their objective. Right now, the devil is influencing in an amazing way family, homes, city, states, country. And they meet their objective. They give up because they don't see something in that minute. Don't see anything. Persist in the good. Continue. Faith is a process. Go over to Mark 4. Mark chapter 4, verse 20. And he said, does everybody have it? Remember, if you have your Bible, highlight it. Use a highlighter. Take notes. Do what you have to do so that your eyes be attentive to the word and that your eyes are always inclined to what the Lord is saying. And he said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and raise by day, and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields fruit crops by itself, the first blade, then head, after the full great fruit. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. Here's the process of the seed of faith. So persist on walking by faith, on taking those promises for yourself. This is the kingdom of God. The kingdom as if the man should scatter seed. You are the man who sows the seed. Every time you speak the word of God, you're speaking to that seed. You're watering that seed with the water of word. And sleep and should by rise by day, and seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. It's not our job to know how the seed is going to produce, but our responsibility is to ensure that there is seed in the land, that we're speaking the word, confessing the word, meditating on the word, taking time in our prayer. That's what we have to do. That's what we have to persist in. And when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. See, the harvest will come. It's a process. And in that process is where we need to maintain ourselves firm and persist and continue. We'll maybe be in the battle in the mind with thoughts that are contrary. The enemy is going to want to come and tell you that nothing is going on. But you have to persist and continue firm, fighting the good fight of the faith. As 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of the faith. Cast your hand on eternal life. Maintain yourself firm to what you're believing. Don't give up. if what you're believing is in line with the word of God, don't give up. It's yours. It belongs to you. The Lord has blessed us with all spiritual blessing. Don't speak against that promise. If you're believing the Lord for healing, be speaking healing. If you're believing the Lord for a business, and you know the Lord has given you that idea and He's been dealing with you, go to the Word and look for promises on which you're going to lay the foundation of that business, of that project, and keep speaking life to that project. Because the Lord wants you blessed so that you can be a blessing. If you're believing the Lord for your finances, go to the Word. Look for the promises in the Word, in the written Word, that speak about that what you're believing. Maybe the Lord is saying, sow more. He could probably even tell you when you're misusing your money, where you're not administering. And He could tell you where to you're going to have more seed and more financial freedom so that you could give more. For those of you who don't understand what is a seed, it's an offering. That seed, that financial seed, is going to produce after some time. But don't give up. Feed yourself constantly with the Word of God. Meditate on the Word. It's because I don't have time, Sister Nuvia. Yes, you do. You have that time. Look for that time. You'll find it. When something's important for us, we find the time to do it. When we're interested in something, we find the time. Maintain yourself in faith. When we persist, the result of the fight of faith, that is victory, it's imminent. And we'll see that manifestation of what we are believing in. Persist. Go over to Proverbs. And we don't say, oh, thank you, it's very pretty. But this ministers to me. Proverbs 3, verse 1. My son, right here, starting, you know that it's talking to you. It says, my son, I am a daughter or son of God. This is for you directly. My son, and the Lord says, do not forget my law. That is His word. Don't forget my word. But let your heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and long life and peace, they will add to you. The Lord is asking, is insisting, is motivating us that we don't forget His word and that we keep His commandments in our hearts. That we keep His commandments is for us to keep them hidden, but to have them present so that we act on them. The Lord Jesus said, who is he who loves me? The one who makes mine his commandments and keeps them and acts them and does them, puts them in motion. So the Lord is telling us here, but let your heart keep my commandments because when we remember not to forget His word and act on His word, because His word is present in our hearts, then length of days and long life and peace will add to you. Verse 3, let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them with your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Have them present. The truth of the word, let it not be apart from you and have it be the absolute way. Verse 4. And find favor and high esteem. That's the favor of God. In the sight of God and men. I always confess this. Lord, I give you thanks because I find esteem and good opinion upon the eyes of the man because your favor is operating in my favor. Because here it says we have his favor. Find favor and high esteem. If I keep the word, the favor of God, that is the power of God, so that things come out right with us, are in operation, and that favor opens doors, opportunities, that favor sets us in a special place, superior in difficult situations, when it seems like there's no solution in legal things or anything. There's many ways that the favor of God manifests itself over our favor. Trust the Lord with all your heart. And I want to accommodate it to say, and continue not forgetting. Persist so that your heart keeps and guards the commandments. Persist that mercy and truth not forsake you. Persist in binding them around your neck and writing them on the tablet of your heart, having it present. Verse 5. Persist in trusting the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Persist in acknowledging him in all your ways, and he shall direct your paths, your way. He'll tell you where to go and what to do it. Verse 7. Persist in not being wise in your own eyes. Persist in fearing the Lord. What does it mean by fearing? Not being scared of him, but to having a high respect for him to be the priority in our lives. That's fearing the Lord. He is the first and he is the last in our lives. And everything in between. First, the A and the Z, and he is everything. A high respect with reverence. Put him in the most important spot in your life. Persist in departing from evil. Verse 8, and it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. If you persist in keeping the word, in respecting the Lord and honoring the Lord, in having the word and recognizing in your ways, that word will be medicine to your body. Persist in it. And it will be health to your bones and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions, with the first fruits of all your increase. And when you do this, and when you persist in honoring the Lord with our possessions and first fruits, your barns will be filled with plenty. There's going to be a surplus, abundance in your entries. Excessive. Going to be an excess. So you and I have to persist and be stubborn in it and not give up. Let's go see a story, an example that the Lord gave us on persistence. Go over to Luke. My husband is asking, what does it mean when we're going to find favor in the eyes of the man? On occasions, when I mean favoritism or favor, and it's not that you're better, but that in maybe legal situations you'll find favor, or how someone will help you do fill out some papers. I'm not sure if any of you have encountered, and maybe one of you have said, Sister Nuvia, the favor of God was with me. I came to do a process, and the line was long, but they called me first, or they were taking a lot, but I was first. You know, things like this. This is a way of how we can find favor of God. Or maybe you're in a... And most people are being treated bad, but you get a good treatment. There's many ways how the favor of God can be with you. Maybe in your employment, you got a salary increase that you weren't expecting, a bonus. Okay, let's go over to Luke. Chapter 18, verse 1. This is Jesus speaking. Then he spoke a parable to them that men always ought to pray and not lose heart, saying, there was an not to give up or to faint. In verse 2, saying, there was in a certain city a judge who did not fear God nor regard man. Now there was a widow in that city, and she came to him, saying, get justice for me from my adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I do not fear God nor regard man, yet because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall God not avenge his own elect to cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? Notice how the Lord says, speaking on the necessity to always pray and not give up. And he sets in reference this judge who was unjust, who didn't fear, who didn't respect man or God. He was a perverse judge. We can come to understand that he did whatever he wanted. He didn't have respect for anything. But this widow, and says, give me justice for me, for my adversary. You know, someone was making ill of this woman, and she goes to the maximum authority, who in this case should have helped her. So she goes to him because he considered he had the authority and the power to help. And he would not for a while. The judge refused to it. This perverse judge refused to help her, but he himself recognized, though I do not fear God nor man, yet because this widow troubles me. Why was she giving him troubles? Because he was always persisting, insisting, stubborn. He knew to whom she needed to go to obtain the help she needed. So she insisted in doing it, to receive that help. So the man, in verse 5, yes, because this widow troubles me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me. So the Lord said, hear what the unjust said. He recognized that he's a perverse man, but for this woman not to trouble him or bother him, he's going to help her. So now the Lord says, verse 7, and shall God not avenge his own elected who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? So first he says, it's necessary for us to pray and not be faint, to not give up and continue praying. He sets that story of this woman who is insisting, and he finishes by saying, won't God avenge his chosen? So it looks like we need to be stubborn like that widow. Help me, Lord, help me, help me, help me, help me. Lord, help me, Lord, help me. Lord, Lord, why don't you help me? Lord, no. This what Jesus was saying here is that the Lord is going to make avenge those who call on him in faith day and night, which is continuously, who don't stop having a communication with the Lord, who don't stop praying, who don't stop establishing the kingdom of the Lord in their lives. What he is saying is to persist in prayer, in faith, not in fear, not if it's, well, if it's God's will, because we should know God's will according to the written word. So when we know the promises of the Lord, we know the will of God, and we persist in praying, in maintaining us firm in those promises. And that's what the Lord is saying. Persist in it. Don't give up. Persist in your time of prayer. The persistence, determination, the tenacity, discipline is necessary in our spiritual lives also, in our time of prayer. This woman was persistent. She was determined. She went to the source of her help. And you and I have the Almighty God who helps us, the Lord our Father. But many children of God don't persist in prayer. Many pray asking if it's the will of God, if he wants to help us. But you and I know that it is the will of God, because we can know it through his written word. In the first books, we saw how the Lord healed the lepers and gave sight to the blind and gave freedom to those who were kept, and he casted out demons. And they said, Lord, if you want, you can heal me. And he said, I want. In English, he would say, I will. It is my will. He healed. That's the will. And we should seek his perfect will in every promise he has given us. So every time we pray and be persistent in those promises, he's going to avenge us. Believe that? Are you receiving? Don't give up. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17. Pray without. Pray without ceasing is to maintain persistence in a communion with the Lord. Persistent with discipline. Even in this, we have to discipline ourselves, because there's many distractions in the world. So praying without ceasing is constantly. Constantly. You hear that? Not every once in a while, but constantly. We can be praying all day. We can praise the Lord all day in our work, when we're taking a shower, when we're cooking, when we're working. How many of you get your mouth shut in work? You can't talk in your work, not even in a low voice. No. All of us have the ability to speak wherever we are. In that moment, in that place, you can pray, declaring the word, praising the Lord. in a low voice. We've been learning what it is to meditate, to establish the word, to speak in a low voice, to establish the word with our mouths, to pray in other tongues. It's praying. It's declaring the word. Instead of so many things be keeping our attention, we can be speaking the word, not the circumstances, but the promises of God, not the problems. It's very different to speak the promises than the problems. It changes the perspective completely in our lives. But it's you who has to do it. It says, pray without ceasing. It's pray without ceasing, constantly. Constantly. And then Colossians 4, verse 2. Colossians 4, 2. Continue earnestly in prayer, being vigilant in it with thanksgiving. Continue earnestly in prayer. Persistence, tenacity, determination. Continuing in prayer. Continuing in prayer. Listen to this. The persistence breaks down the resistance. Your persistence in praying and establishing the word and walking by faith breaks down the resistance of the enemy that is coming against you. Persistence wears down resistance. Persistence breaks down resistance. If you're persistent in what you're believing, then you're wearing down the resistance. The enemy brings resistance. He's coming against you. He doesn't want you to grow forward. He doesn't want you to see the manifestations of the promises. That's why I was asking in the beginning, how many of you have began a project knowing it came from the Lord? And it seemed like it wasn't giving up, and you give up because the resistance comes. The enemy is alerted. He knows what's happening. He knows the project you're doing, and he's going to bring a resistance. That's where you and I have to stand firm and persist in the good. If you're believing the Lord for your healing, you're going to keep going forward, because the enemy comes against you. He's going to say, see, nothing's moving. Why are you doing this? Why do we have to persist? Because the enemy comes against us with thoughts, with doubt, with unbelief. See, nothing happens. Nothing's changing. You're continuing the same problems. No one understands you. No one helps you. It still hurts. You're in the same. You're not moving forward. That's why we have to persist in the promises and confessing, because that comes against you. When the devil tells us to give up, the Lord tells us, reminds us of something very important that we sometimes forget. The devil says, nope, it doesn't work. What you wanted didn't come out as you expected. Yeah, it didn't function. It didn't work. What for? Not even worth it. Maybe next time. Maybe another time. Nothing comes out right. I've tried this. I've tried that. What am I praying for? What am I praying if there's no changes? That's exactly what the devil wants you to do. You're confessing something else, and he brings thoughts that are against it about what he wants. He wants you to speak what he is influencing, because when he has control of your words, he has control of your life. Remember, life and death are in the power of your tongue. So when he influences enough in your mind that you start speaking, he starts controlling your life. Don't allow it. When the devil says to give up, the Lord tells us to dress his armor. When the enemy comes and tells you not to move forward, it's an alert. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. My brethren, be strong in the Lord and power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. See, this is all satanic influences of the devil. Verse 13. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, and having done all to stand there, having girded your waist with truth, having put your breastplate of righteousness, and having shed your with preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Okay? So that you and I can put on, so that you and I can wear all this armor, it says, praying always with all prayer. We can say praying without ceasing, never stopping to pray and having that communion with the Lord. When there is a text on our mind, it's a moment to start speaking what the word says against those thoughts, casting out all those thoughts, canceling those thoughts. Thoughts aren't canceled by thoughts. Thoughts are canceled by words, and in our way, it's the word of God. I don't receive those thoughts. You're not going to move forward, and you're not going to make it. You say, I can do all things in Christ that strengthens me. I don't receive that. My identity in Christ tells me that I am seated by the right of the Lord, reigning with Jesus. So I reign over this problem. I was set as head and not as tail in the name of Jesus. Amen? Amen? Yes? You're all very quiet this evening. You're receiving, right? You're meditating. You're planning. Oh, now I know what I'm going to do. Because this morning the enemy put a thought in my mind. You're taking notes, right? I know it. The Spirit of God starts to deal with us and how to deal with certain situations. See the importance of congregating, of listening the Word of God, so that the Spirit can work in our hearts and open our eyes of understanding and open to the perspective of God and see beautiful things in our lives. It changes our way of thinking. The changes in our life are going to begin inside us, in our interior. We receive the word. Our mind is renewed. Our way of thinking is changed, is aligned to what God thinks. Then our lives are going to change. We're going to start by establishing the word. And when we say, I don't like this, I don't like this, I'm tired of that, I'm so fed up with this, we're conscious of that. But when we establish and we say, Father, I give you thanks because I receive wisdom I speak in the wisdom. I receive wisdom from the high. Above everything, I receive wisdom of God, words that are adequate in the perfect timing. I have the tongue of the wise to know what to speak and the words. Isaiah 50, verse 4. The Lord, I have the tongue of the wise. But it's not just saying I have the tongue of the wise, because we're seeing it here to the light of the word. So if you're going to speak as a wise, and the word of God is wisdom, so you need to know the word of God, so that when you know the word and you're confessing, I have the word of the wise, to be able to speak the right words, and that you awaken my ear like the wise, it's the word of God that is going to be placed in our heart, so that verse can be activated in our lives. Because if I say I have the tongue of the wise, because you know it by memory, but all day you're watching TV, every day you're watching shorts on YouTube and Instagram and X and everything that is going around, what tongue of the wise you're going to have? It's speaking of the word. So pray without ceasing, so that when we pray, we need to know the word of God. So spend time in the word of God. The Lord wants all these verses to be activated and be evident in our lives. But there needs to be word in our heart. Because of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we can identify identify ourselves, well, what is in our hearts according to what we speak. So if you're not speaking aligned to the word, you need to fill your hearts with word. Isaiah 50, verse 5. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. The Lord has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. He wants to open our ears for us to listen. And that's speaking for our heart, so that after that we'll have the tongue of a wise. Who? The Lord. And who's the Lord? The Word. Connect yourself to the Word. Persist in it. When the enemy wants to come and say, no, it's not possible, you're not going to grow, put on the armor of God and speak the promises. Pray more. Give him a slap and pray more and spend more time with the Lord. Don't give more time to those thoughts and turning them, because the only thing is that they're going to make you more conscious of your limitations in the natural. And more of the less of the potential you have in the Lord. It's in the Lord that we can do all things, not in ourselves. Not to trust in our own ways. We have to persist in what the word says. The Lord wants you healed. The Lord wants you prosperous. The Lord wants you full of joy, full of life. He wants you to live an abundant life. He wants you to always be on top and never under. And he wants you to always be head. He wants you to live a plentiful life, a complete life, that your marriage is healthy, that your children are healthy, that you are healthy, that our finances are abundant. But it's all linked to our communion and our persistence in the word, and always praying and honoring him, because the power of in us is released through prayer of words full of faith. So, who does it depend on? If you and I persist, the Lord will do His part. Amen. How many of you had enjoyed the fidelity of the Lord? He wants to continue being true. Sometimes we grow in discouragement or it feels like something's not working. It looks like it. It appears to be not working. Remember, every time enemy says nothing is happening and your mind says nothing's happening, what have I told you to remember? When it seems like nothing is happening, remember about the hamburger. You eat a hamburger right now, nothing happens. You eat it perfectly fine. You digest it, you ate it, you enjoyed it, and that's it. Nothing happens. But eat a hamburger every day for 1 month, then tell me if nothing happens. You'll see it. It seems like nothing. But it's the hamburgers were doing their job when nobody was seeing them. That's the word. Eat the word every day. Except Anthony. He can eat all the hamburgers he wants. Eat the word every day and every moment. Pray in all in any time. Praise the Lord in any time. And it appears that nothing is changing. Eventually, you'll see that it is changing. And what will you see it in your interior, in yourself? You won't get mad so easily. Your reactions won't be so hysterical, so crazy. They'll be calm. You'll be at peace and tranquility. Your reactions will be aligned with the word. Your reactions will be connected to the Spirit of God that is working in you. And how the way you spend more time with the word, praising and worshiping the Lord and speaking in tongues, you'll pick up your phone and it won't be that you're going directly to Instagram or YouTube or X. You'll go to the Bible. You're not going to lose your time. You're going to go, oh, I'm on YouTube all day. What happened? Nothing. I was more alert to the voice of the Lord instead of being distracted. Except when you see the teachings of Word of Faith Ministry. We have to clear that. If you're going to open YouTube or Instagram for it to be that you see the publications of Word of Faith, because they're going to work for you in your spirit. And if you were busy in the day and you were active physically because you weren't able to see it, pick up your phone. You were praying and worshiping the Lord and praising and meditating how the Lord wants you to prosper. What is the Lord indicating for you to prosper? How the Lord wants you to grow. Ideas, concepts, strategies, tuitions. And you will be able to recognize His voice because you're spending more time with the Lord. Even with all the work you have. It's easy when we determine ourselves to do it. Amen? The Lord is good. And we need to have that always present. If something is not going exactly how we want it, it's time to make a change of course. Or a change in attention. And what didn't I listen to the Lord? And what didn't I obey? It's a satisfaction of knowing that the Lord doesn't fail. Because then it gives us an indication that it's not us who are correcting ourselves. Or maybe we're not spending enough time with the Lord. Maybe there's a lot of distraction on the outside. So we have to make a change of course and see, turn our Lord and say, where did I fail? And the Lord is so true, He will restore us. Amen. There is an increase and growth and the love of God coming and a mercy, a greater mercy in our lives when you and I make corrections and we say, Lord, I repent, I didn't listen, I didn't take the time. Sometimes we know what we have to do and we don't do it. And we say, Lord, but I am doing it. Delayed obedience is still disobedience. Delayed obedience is still disobedience. Yes, you'll have that blessing because God is good. But isn't it better to do things when we're told to do them? Delayed obedience is still disobedience. Let's be obedient in the time. Delayed obedience is still disobedience. Be obedient. Do what the word says. If the enemy says not to, you go put on the armor of God by praying and praising and speaking the word, establishing the promises. And if you have to repent, do it. He is true to restore us. Then you'll have that. Let's be on your feet. We're going to pray for a minute. We're going to give thanks to the Lord because he helps us understand, to open the words, the eyes of understanding and our spirit to be receptible, and he loves us. Remember that our first fruits belong to the Lord, the fruits of the Lord. You have an employment, the Lord gave it to you. And from what you receive it, 10% belongs to the Lord. Not hard to understand. Then it's our offerings or financial seed, those who are multiplied. Tithes, it's that secure net, that safety net that protects our seed. So if you're a tither, and that causes your offerings have the power to reproduce. So then those seeds that you sow, those financial seeds, you speak to them, you speak life to them, you speak victory and speak multiplication. You bless them. You make sure to keep walking by faith. You keep making sure that faith is walking by love. You have that. Your seed is protected. And sometimes when we're discouraged or holding something against someone, we don't forgive someone, that is an impediment that the promises flow in our lives. But when we forgive and let all situation go, anything that is annoying us, it opens the way for those blessings to flow. So forgive and let the past go. It's in the past. Continue to the goal. Like Paul said, forgetting what is in the past, I want my seed, my offerings to be multiplied. I want to prosper. And if the plan of God is for the plan of God for me to grow financially is for me to walk in love, I'm going to walk in love. And if you say, I don't know how because I've been hurt, that's an indication that I need to go to the word and renovate my mind in respect and walking by love. How? Seek for verses that walk in love. Seek verses that forgive those who offend us and read them and read them. And when you read them out loud so that you can hear yourself, because faith comes by hearing. So when you're hearing yourselves, faith is coming, and faith is the one that is transforming our lives. And our soul and our mind is being renewed. And that revelation will come and you'll say, I forgive by faith to this person. I let it go. I'm free in the name of Jesus. I forgive. Remember that forgiving is not giving reason to the one who offended, but it's that you become free to receive from God. And it frees up the other person. Lord, I give you thanks for every one of your children. I speak the favor of God, the favor, your love, your mercy. I believe we see a greater mercy this year. I give thanks because even in these times, you are working in the hearts of them, that you make them understand and show them the way they need to follow. Thank you, because it's not just an emotion that is in that moment, but it's a conviction in our hearts that helps us to keep walking by faith. It's the beginning, and you make things new. We have an opportunity to establish the kingdom in the new year and not drag on mistakes from the past, not drag failures, but setting our eyes on the Lord and consumer of our faith. I bless every person that is under the sound of my voice, and I speak the grace of the Lord over one of them. Your peace, Father, the peace that overpasses all understanding, that governs their thoughts and hearts. I speak multiplication in every offering that they are giving tonight. We give thanks because you are the one that supplies all that we is missing, according to your riches and glory in Jesus Christ. We've seen your fidelity, your provision, and will continue being witnesses of that. We give you glory and we worship you in the marvelous name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God.
Were you ministered and were you fed with the Word of God? Then we give you the opportunity to do so online tonight, or in this day, or whenever you are listening to us. The Word of God says in Galatians 6, verse 6 and 7, let him who is taught the Word share in all good things with him who teaches. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. In those same verses, but in the New Living Translation, those who are taught the Word of God should provide for their teachers, sharing all good things with them. Don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. So in this case, we are speaking of Word of Faith Ministries, which teaches you the Word. Now, verse 7, New Living Translation, don't be misled. You cannot mock the justice of God. You will always harvest what you plant. So when a person is constantly fed with the Word of God, they should respond. Why? Because it is good for you. This is good for you. This is good for you yourself, because when you sow the Word out of thankfulness, then you will reap. And at the same time, you help us, or you help that person who is being fed, in this case, from Word of Faith Ministries, to be taken farther. If Word of Faith Ministries does not feed you spiritually, then pray to the Lord to direct you or someone else and to another ministry to where you can be fed. But from where you are fed, the honorable is that you sow in that Word. The Bible says that God gives to the sower. There is no such thing as, oh, I don't have or I can't. That's true. The Bible says that God gives seed to the sower and bread for food. So if you start believing by faith, the laws of faith are, Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask seed to sow. I believe that I receive it and thank you for it. And from then on, every single day, thank you, Father, that you give me seed to sow. Miraculously, God will provide seed. We've lived it for those who believe in this. We've lived it time and time again. And we've experienced it time and time again. I agree with you in this day, in the moment of sowing. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I thank you for those who will participate in sowing and reaping. I call an abundant harvest, a hundredfold return. We believe we receive this in agreement in prayer. Thank you. Thank you that your word is true. And thank you that we see prosperity in the lives of your children, in those who will sow, in those who will give. In this moment, we thank you. And we agree, and you know what? Nothing. You will lack nothing. And not only you will lack nothing, you will come out of debt. Not only will you come out of debt, you will prosper in the way of God. You will prosper according to the way of God. When that harvest comes now, be wise, seek wisdom. Don't spend. Get out of debt. God wants you free of debt. And he wants you very prosperous to finance the gospel of the kingdom. God bless you greatly.
We hope you have enjoyed today's teaching brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries. For more information about our ministry, contact us at 480-458-8618 or visit our website, mpfccc.org.
Be the first to be notified of our latest streamings by subscribing to our YouTube channel, Word of Faith Ministries. Don't forget to like, comment, and share.